Brothers and sisters, I'm useless, IRL, but my heart is with y'all. I know that's not better than thoughts and prayers, but no, I agree. Drag queens and kids cannot be mixed under any circumstances. I 100% disapprove. Shut the fuck up, idiot. What do you mean? Like, what are you saying right now? Bro, I have said time and time again, drag across the board is a performance. Sometimes, or the most famous versions of it, are sexual, okay? That much, I admit and understand. But it's still ultimately a theatrical performance with a long history saying that, like, oh, children have to be around or children can't be around drag queens, or children have to be around drag queens, is a idiotic conversation to have when the conversation is not about drag queens and children. The conversation is about trans people and queer people in general, depending on how comfortable right-wing psychos get in openly admitting their bigotry. Nobody has this issue with Mrs. Doubtfire. Nobody has this issue with, you know, Ursula or any kind of other, like, very clear drag queens or any kind of, like, theater performance. They only have an issue when it's somehow about gay people. That's it. It's queer people that is the problem in the eyes of the right-wing media. They are just trying to make it seem like queer people are groomers and queer people are hurting your children. Nobody had this kind of energy when you were talking about any number of different theatrical performances. Nobody had this kind of energy when it was Eddie Murphy in drag. Nobody had this kind of energy for Mrs. Doubtfire. It's not about men dressing up as women. And in a lot of circumstances, drag is performed, again, by cis men, gay, and often in a lot of instances, gay, but cis men dressing up as women for a matter of theatrical performance, okay? That's it. It's like dancing. Some dancing is at a strip club. Some dancing is at a ballet. How the fuck are you going to say kids don't belong at ballet class? Yeah, Tyler Perry's entire career, Kabuki theater, played only by men. A lot of the Shakespearean plays, almost all of them originally were exclusively men. This shit has been around for a very long fucking time. Who the fuck hasn't done it? Like, it's just a normal thing. We do it too. I've done it. The difference is when straight men do it as a haha joke or whatever, or as a matter of theater, people don't have that same energy. It only becomes a problem when gay men do it, or it only becomes a problem when you can weaponize it against trans people in general and queer people in general. That's it. I mean, fucking Madison Cawthorn did it. Yeah, he did it. Madison Cawthorn did it. Rudy Giuliani and Trump did it, dude. Here, like, nobody has an issue when it's like straight people fucking around, you know? Steven Crowder does it all the fucking time. To be fair, this should be outlawed. I'm gonna be honest. Rudy Giuliani is what I'm referencing. Not Rudy Giuliani in drag, but just Rudy Giuliani should be outlawed.
Like that. Has to have a... You know, you're really beautiful. And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you could tell me what you think of this scent.
I like that.
This may be the best of all. Oh, you dirty boy, you. Oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
You can't say I didn't try.
Mayor Drew. It's because it's similar to minstrelsy. It's mocking queer people most of the time they perform it. I think it's satire. It's a satirical play on gender norms. That's what it is. Anyway, regardless, the point is when straight people do it, it's fine. When gay people do it, it's not fine. It's pedophilia, okay? That's literally what they are saying. That's at the heart of this. And it is not a distinction, a genuine distinction. Just like their anger towards drag listening hour or whatever the fuck is not a genuine consideration or a genuine concern. There is no distinction between any of those things because they ultimately just mean that gay shit. Okay. The conservative attitude exclusively revolves around saying all manner of queer stuff is actually pedophilic in nature. And half the time, those motherfuckers are libertarians that are just purely projecting or saying it's only okay if the libertarians do the pedophilia and then say, actually, it's a phobophilia. But there is a scary implication here, which the law boy also correctly points out. The Colorado shooting is the first time I've seen the right react to anti-LGBT violence, not by distancing themselves from the obvious implications of their rhetoric, but by embracing it. Pretty disconcerting stuff. It's pretty obvious that if they believe all their political opponents are blood-sucking pedophiles, violence is a rational response. They can't maintain a non-violent stance forever. At some point, that tension has to resolve itself, and here we are. Yeah, one thing that a lot of people did, like Ben Shapiro, the appropriate, the moderate conservatives, which weird that Ben Shapiro is now being considered a moderate, holy fuck, was to say, yo, actually, as a matter of fact, like, this isn't about our violent rhetoric towards gay people. And then I asked the question, how many conservatives will actually say, No, it's actually wrong. What the club did was wrong. The club's existence was a bad thing. Tim Pool openly stated that. In the aftermath of this violent action towards a gay club, towards trans people, queer people, gay people, bisexual people in general, Tim Pool openly said, "We shouldn't tolerate pedophiles grooming kids. Club Q had a grooming event. How to prevent the violence and stop the grooming?" 4,000 likes. This is not a joke. They are now openly fucking talking about murdering gay people because grooming is happening. Where is the grooming happening? Just in their minds. The grooming of children is not stopping people. It's not stopping people are calling for more violence. I do not think legislators will stop the grooming. People will not stop calling for violence. So you tell me what happens next. It's crazy. The Surf said this. Their bodies haven't even been laid to rest, and Tim Pool has spent all day calling the people murdered groomers and pedophiles. He, like the rest of the right, isn't reflecting on the violence. They're celebrating it, inciting even more until LGBTQ people are slaughtered. That is exactly what's going on. The mass shootings in Colorado Springs is what happens when you make marginalized communities a public enemy through policies aimed at erasure and banning of books and that humanize, affirm, teach. This blood is firmly on the hands of Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin. He says, "You're saying if kids can't see porn in school, someone will shoot them up." No, that's not what they're saying, you fucking piece of shit. "We shouldn't tolerate pedophiles grooming kids. Club Q had a grooming event." The Club Q had a grooming event is what they're saying is like a all ages drag brunch that they were slated to have. That's what they're fucking saying is a grooming event. Like as though a drag brunch is inherently sexual and sexualized. The issue I have with this is that, like, I remember like a year ago or a couple, like half a year ago, when we were talking about like drag brunch or all ages events happening, okay? All ages events happening in like in gay clubs and whatnot. The same exact fucking conversation about like kids at Pride slash like kink at Pride slash drag brunch and shit or, you know, drag reading hour came up. And I told you even then, like, this is not the end all be all of the LGBT movement, but now it's turning into it, okay? Because now these motherfuckers are like, "Oh, if you do that, that you deserve to get murdered." Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, dude. It's okay. Just basically your argument is, as long as gay people are existing and doing theatrical performances around anyone, kids, then what they're doing is grooming. Because their ultimate argument is, if you see a gay thing on a Disney movie, that's pedophilia, that's grooming. It's inherently sexualized. The gay existence, the queer existence is inherently sexualized. I've been talking about this for fucking years. That's not the case. You don't think that when you see a love story between a boy and a girl. You don't go, "Oh, this is inherently sexualized. This is actually really fucked up. Like, immediately, we need to put an end to this." I think beauty pageants are inherently worse. Child beauty pageants are infinitely worse than drag brunch. It seems that around 10 p.m. Club Q posted that they were having an all-ages drag show the next day. About 2 hours later, the shooter came in. People keep calling for wood chippers, and this is what happens. What do you mean, people? You're the people. Who's calling for wood chippers, you fucking piece of shit? You are. And he hasn't even said that that's bad and that's wrong. Notice how he hasn't said, "Hey, we shouldn't fucking go and murder gay people because you saw a fucking Facebook post about having an all-age drag show." If you're claiming that groomer refers to all LGBT people, then you're calling all LGBT people pedophiles and inciting violence against them. Stop protecting groomers. Stop inciting violence. This is the most insidious fucking way to try and defend this shit that's going on. Which, it's incredible. I don't know what else to say. It's like, "Oh, you're defending pedophiles. You're defending..." No one is defending pedophiles.
Family-friendly drag shows, quote unquote, have two purposes. One, from the drag queen's perspective, is to satisfy their fetish for cross-dressing in front of children. The other, on a more macro level, is to indoctrinate children into queer theory. To put it simply, the point of drag queen story hour and the supposed family-friendly drag shows is to turn your children queer.
That's not how this works, man. That's not how this fucking works, you goddamn piece of shit. Oh my God, dude. That's not how this works. That's not how anything works. There is no world in which, like, you see a drag queen and then you fucking turn gay, or you see a drag queen and you turn trans, okay? Unless that's like a self-report or something. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
And whenever you say that, what I just said right there is gonna be clipped by Media Matters. Hello, everybody on Twitter. The people who invented it stated explicitly that is the point, to help children live queerly. That's their quote. And the thing about the left is that what they believe and what they do, all of it is so horrifying, so perverse,
it's such a degrading dumb take.
That if you
bro,
just...
Bro, Bro, yes, dude. Yes. LGBT representation in fucking media allows people to be more comfortable with their inherent sexuality, okay? Yes, that is why you're fucking arguing against it. You call it turning people gay. Normal human beings call it being comfortable with your sexuality. That's the main difference here. No one is turning gay. You don't fucking... Dude, what the fuck? If you could turn gay by seeing some fucking gay shit, then you're gay. You're just gay. You're gay. You're a homosexual. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you watch something and it like fucking all of a sudden opens something up in your brain, that means you were that. You were him. You were that. Okay? If the reverse was true, then the whole conversion therapy, which is just torture, would actually be infinitely successful. But it also wouldn't even need to exist because there's an overwhelming amount more straight representation and heteronormative representation in every fucking media. In every fucking ounce of media, it's just breeders everywhere. You know, cishets everywhere. So there would be no gay people in general because, like, they would immediately turn back and turn straight again. You know? That's crazy. Like, what the fuck were people doing before Will and Grace? Like, no gay people existed? Is that what you think?
Then you somehow sound like the crazy one. If you quote what they are saying, it sounds crazy just to say it out loud because it's so horrifying, yet it's true. And this is the reason the left...
Why is it true? Because Matt Walsh said it's true. Matt Walsh, the understander of gay people and queer media.
There's so much about this, and they defend it so vigorously. Because according to the left, think about this. According to the left, the drag queen child combination has become dangerous. They say it's a lightning rod for violent backlash. Right? That's what they say. And it's greatly exaggerated, of course. Mostly it's invented out of whole cloth, actually.
Yeah, except for this, you know, past instance, I guess. Matt Walsh, seen all the gay shit. Do with that information what you will, if you know what I'm saying.
But even by their version of events, if it's causing this much chaos and violence, why do you insist on continuing to do it? If according to you, it's like putting people's lives at risk, if the effort to have...
He's literally saying it. That's the purpose of the violence, is to stop people from doing it. And he's like, just stop. And the violence will stop. That's an insane admission. I mean, I can't believe this motherfucker. I can't believe that we are at a stage now where this guy can just straight up fucking say, stop doing gay shit in public.
Have men cross-dress in front of children is putting people's lives at risk. Why are you still doing it? Is it that important to you? Now, as always, they try to flip the burden around on us. They demand that we explain why we object to children being exposed to drag queens. And we can explain it, and we have, and we will continue to, because it's very easy to explain. Drag is inherently sexual and ideological. It is burlesque, and it's not appropriate to bring your child to a burlesque show. You disgusting freaks.
I mean, he just straight up said it, like, listen to the terrorists and stop doing it. Except gay people, queer people in America, understand that this is not about fucking drag queen hour, okay? Reading hour. It's about all queerness. Because Matt Walsh doesn't stop. Even though you don't need to stop doing drag reading hour or whatever the fuck, okay? But it's not about that anyway. Just like I told you, it was never about fairness in sports. It's just about trying to get trans people, which are the most acceptable vector of hate at the moment, and in some places that switches over to gay people very quickly, but it's about queer people in general being forced to go back into the shadows. That's it. I cannot believe that this motherfucker just said meet the demands of terrorists in the immediate aftermath of a terrorist attack when the demands are don't exist. If there is a disgusting freak here, it's this fucking imbecile. How would this take work with respect to Islamic terrorism? It would work in the identical capacity because the Islamic terrorism isn't Islamic terrorism. It's fundamentalists who are also, just like Matt Walsh, very much openly opposed to the existence of gay people and trans people. So there is basically no difference between Matt Walsh and a fucking ISIS guy at this point. Like a cleric that is like a pro-ISIS is saying the same shit that Matt Walsh is. That's the case. The more I see stuff like this about stochastic terror and the advocacy for stochastic terrorism, the more it pains me to admit this, but like you should be fucking armed. It would be irresponsible of me to say that you shouldn't. The more I see like, you know, the John Brown Gun Club in places like Colorado or in Texas putting armed defenders outside of events like this, the more I realize like it is almost a necessity. The current scene outside of a Patchouli Joe's in Denton, Texas, where transgender story time for children is being hosted. This was a couple days back. But yeah, this is what I'm talking about, where at this stage, like, left-wing armed defenders will go and, park outside of these places.